Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go.
All right, welcome back, Fairway Fit Golf fans. We are back. We've been on a little bit of a break. I wish we could say we were on a major golf adventure or a golf trip, but I do have
or
Greg
Ryder Cup style trip, you know, something like that.
But we've got Greg here, Brad here as well, too, and we are back. We're back on the mics. It's been just over, maybe just shy of about 2 weeks since we have been on the mics. And like I said, I wish we were playing golf. But Greg, how you been?
Busy as all get out. Kid stuff, work stuff, family stuff, birthday parties, you know, you name it, we've hit it over the last probably week and a half. So
yeah, I think we're kind of living the same lives right now. I mean, we're getting pulled all different directions between youth sports. We're getting pulled just with some things that they've got lives going on. I feel like I don't have much of a life going on as far as getting things done. Haven't been able to do much, but you know, here at Fairway Fit, we're all about trying to look good, feel good, play good. And I think for tonight's episode, we're gonna have a little bit of a check-in on those and see how we're doing. So let's talk about the most important one, right? What most people are looking for is, how is our golf game? What have you been up to? What are you doing? What do you got playing?
I would say I'm still sitting at 11.2.
Okay.
I think I've played one 9-hole round since the last time we talked, and I believe I shot a 42. And
I double bogeyed. Decent round.
I double bogeyed nine, and
now was that left, one of your morning nine hole rounds? Or were you
no? Like, that was a Friday afternoon round that I got out with, where it was just basically, it was okay, and it was cleared by the boss, and I went to play nine real quick before dinner and bedtime hit. So
there you go.
But since then, I haven't gotten to the range. The most I have done is rehearsal swings and on the new turf side yard that I have.
Yeah. Fill us in on that. So you live in a townhouse community, and
I do.
Your front yard was
the front little like I don't know, common area, if you want to call it that. And it's basically like a, I don't
but
know,
you've
like
always
a
had
10
turf,
by a right, 10 right. by 5.
Okay.
It was grass when we moved in. They turfed that probably 2 years ago. And the side yard grass for us has always been like just an issue. There's been like bare spots and just doesn't get a lot of sun in between the two townhouses.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
But one day I came home and it was all leveled out and crushed gravel put down. And I was like, are they putting turf there? I was like, if they do, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
But the next day they had turf laid out there. And then the next day after that, they had guys that were tacking it all down and putting it down. I would say that it's probably more so of not your turf that you dealt with on our football field,
right?
But
right.
It is like glorified, I don't know, boat carpet, if you will. It looks like grass from afar, but when you get up close
Bermuda
to it, there's no filler in it whatsoever. But it's great. You can chip with the grain, you can chip against the grain. So
you can chip right on it. You don't have to put another piece of turf on top and feel like you're going to damage it in any way.
No, that's what I've been doing is I've just been chipping out there and, you know,
but no full swings.
No, I need to bring the net out and start having full
see if
swings
that works.
On it.
I like that.
And I'm nervous now because I can't really tack the net down. I feel like if I tack the net down through it, I might damage the turf. But you know what?
Put a tee down, hit driver.
couple of weights might do it. Or
yeah,
you know, I got some free weights laying around that I might be able to put on the net to keep it from.
Well, you put
is because the bad thing is like I'm either if it went through the net, I'm hitting it through another opening, so I'm gonna have to train to shoot the gap, or I'm hitting it into somebody's fence and or house if I hit it through the net. But
Well, you like a crowd, so stick one kid on one side holding it down.
Exactly.
The other kid on the other side, and you say, don't move. That is exactly right down the middle.
Well, I mean, if you've been around my kids, they don't listen very well. So, I mean, but I mean, yeah, that's basically all I've been doing is like a little bit of putting in the garage every now and again. I think I've gotten like two sessions in the last like week and a half or 2 weeks. A couple of chipping sessions, some rehearsals. I've been walking around. We did fitness testing. So I was walking around with my meter stick and working good old Brian's meter stick trip.
Yeah, yards.
Same difference.
Well, this side yard, of the pond, meter. This side of the pond. I got you.
But as far as that goes, I mean, really, that's the only like golf I've been getting. Everything else has been more so like just been doing. I've actually gotten really big into mobility, but we'll talk about that once we're
yeah,
driving.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so
how about you? You've gotten out a little bit more than me.
Oh no, according to what you just said, I've gotten out a lot more than you, but it hasn't been the normal for me. I think the coolest.
And
thing,
I'm not just sleeping on my morals of being up four. All right, I still want to win. I want to sweep this year.
I know, and you probably got a good chance. But anyway, I think what the exciting thing with me is it's not really just me anymore. So I mean, my two are starting to really really get in. So like, they really want it now in golf, and it's so getting out there for me necessarily isn't as important. For getting out there for that. I actually went one day and we played the loop and I hit one ball, hit it so bad. I said, I'm good. I literally carried my bag for four holes just to watch that play. Like, because I don't get,
it's like a go ruck.
I got a new push cart for my birthday and I've not even used it yet. So one gets the new one, one gets the old one. And the old guy gets to carry the bag. And so, but no, I've gotten out a couple.
Tell Tyler that home run hitters are built from the ground up. He's got to build those legs up. Carry the bag, man.
Yeah, then he'll tell you he doesn't want to tire the legs out, so they're fresh and ready to go. I mean, he's got some witty answers. I don't know where he gets that from. I don't know where he gets that from, but but no. So I've gotten over there a lot to chip and some putt, and honestly, I haven't played as much. Now the two times I did get out and play. You know, one, we haven't really talked since the Ryder Cup, and we're not going to get into the debacle of what actually happened at the Ryder Cup, but I did have like the greatest Ryder Cup Friday you possibly could have in golf.
Yes, 100%. I was so jealous that I was stuck in a classroom.
I kept waiting for you to be, I'm on my way, but never got it. So I was able, I had a mental health day planned and it was cool. I actually sent you a picture of it. Maybe I could pop on here. Is I was able to order the attachment. I had my iPad going. So I remember I woke up super early, like 6 a.m. that day, got my coffee, got my breakfast, sat down and watched the first two tee times of the Ryder Cup on TV. And then I headed up to the golf course to meet one buddy. And me and him proceeded to play 18 holes and watched the Ryder Cup on the iPad.
Now, how was the course? How was the course packed or was,
oh, not
it,
at
was
all.
It dead?
Not at all. So it was now, packed.
I figured that would have been like the biggest mental health day to play on the golf course anyway.
You would think so too. But when I started asking around and people wanted to do that, they're like, oh no, I'm busy. What are you busy? Anyway, so I got through the 18.
What's work?
Yeah, seriously. I got through the 18 with one of my buddies and we both didn't play well, but I won the match. So I won the hot dog at the turn.
Solid.
He stayed.
Are you a ketchup or mustard guy?
Mustard on hot dogs.
Ew. God, we differ so much in our palates.
Yeah. Well,
white cheddar Cheez-Its and
they're solid.
And mustard on your hot dog. That
I mean,
is
I'll throw ketchup just, on there, but if I had one or the other.
That's probably why America lost, because you didn't go the American way with ketchup.
Yeah, So you'll get a lot of arguments, Americans, that mustard goes on hot dogs and ketchup goes on hamburgers. But
no, you know it goes best on both?
Peanut butter.
Barbecue sauce.
But I mean barbecue sauce. I do have a buddy, and we actually both have a buddy that puts some peanut butter on hamburgers and hot dogs.
I have had peanut butter on the hamburger before. It actually plays.
Not bad.
It actually plays.
Okay. Well, now I'm lost track. But anyway, so I was able to win that.
Squirrel.
two other guys came. We did a little 9-hole competition.
Okay.
Two guys left. So now I got Brian, friend of the show. We play 9 more. So I'm up to, let's see, I played 18 with Dave. We played 9 more with Dave and Brian and Tim. Tim, also friend of the show, Fairway Fit competitor with us. And will be returning with us this year.
Love it.
That was 9. So I was 27. Then Brian and I played 9 more. And then we met our wives to play couples golf that night. Made it through couples golf and played a couple extra holes on the way in. And
solid.
Ended up playing right around 46, 47 holes.
That's a solid day of golf. How many balls?
Huh?
One ball?
Oh, no. That first round, I ended up winning, but I was one of my worst scores on the year. And then we played team competitions the rest of the way and just had some fun with it. And, dude, I tell you, it was a lot of fun. I will tell you right now, that might be a tradition of mine. It might be.
Yeah. I mean, tell you the truth. I mean, you should be.
I mean, it could be President's Cup. It may be Ryder Cup. It was a lot of fun. And having it set up with the iPad, it was super easy to watch.
Maybe a Friday Masters.
Yeah. I mean, I need some mental health days.
Yeah.
Need a lot of mental health days coming up. So that was probably my biggest day. I do think I've gotten out maybe a couple times with Tyler for like 9 holes. And then on Thursday, you know, our employer had a holiday, middle of the week, just a random one that we took off. And I did squeak in a round with the kids, which is kind of what I'm playing with them, which is interesting, is I don't really know what I'm scoring until I've been a couple holes. Like, I will miss a couple holes and have to go back because I'm so worried about, one, keeping them up pace of play, and two, making sure that, you know, just helping them out here and there. They've actually kind of stopped arguing a little bit on the golf course. They're pretty competitive, which is awesome, but I continue to tell them, you're playing the golf course and then we'll add up the score at the end. And they're pretty competitive. And, so it's been fun to do that with them. I did score really well that day. Ended up shooting a 74. So I know you said you were at 11.2. I went into that at a 1.6 and I dropped down to a 1.4.
Oh,
by zero chance do I think I'm playing as a 1.4. So I do think when final major comes around, you're probably going to have that advantage. Just because it's going to be hard, but not giving up any strokes, basically.
You're a little more consistent than I am.
When I go over there, tons of chipping and putting. My little guy has 2 tournaments coming up now. My oldest, she is so busy with softball, she's not going to be able to squeeze in any golf tournaments. And he went down like the first week of October, and he put down every day of the week what his plan is doing. And even on baseball days, it's putts in the morning, workouts before baseball practice. So, I mean, he's still 3 to 4 days a week baseball, but he's also 4 to 5 days a week golf. And incorporating these workouts, since it's built for juniors and it's all core based, it's all stability, a lot of balancing type exercises, and just training the athlete. So everything he's doing for that part of it is also going to help in baseball. And, you know, just to toot their horn, is they actually won their first big tournament this past weekend. Played 5 games in 2 days.
Did he get a ring?
So they got, it was the zombie tournament. They got dog tags that said they were zombie killers.
Nice.
So it wasn't bad. He turned a double play in the game on Sunday, barehanded feed. Took it barehanded. I have a video of it. I'll actually send it to you. And then he closed out the final game. He pitched that last inning. He's not a pitcher. He's a second baseman, catcher, then plays a little bit everywhere. But
he's hitting the ball to the right side now that he's coming inside out.
Oh, yeah, backside swing. Oh, we're backside. Come on. That's how I made my money growing up, until they told me to start hitting home runs when I started striking out a heck of a lot more. But no, we slapped that ball over second baseman all the day. But you can see development that's working with him. And, you know, I'm a big believer. The golf ball and the baseball swing, as much as they are different, they're not. I mean, let's be honest. Athletes can hit. It's just putting the mechanics together and going. So it's a lot of fun seeing him. And then my oldest, with my wife alongside, has upgraded their equipment.
Well, okay.
Yeah, so we're out of the junior clubs. So we have, if you come into the office, it looks like a plate against sports. More than normal, because I know you always say I have a ton of clubs. Although I don't. That's, I actually think you have
pretty
more
much pretty much how Marquina's backseat of his car looked this morning, this afternoon when I saw him. I was, and dude, sidetrack. He picked up a TSR2 for $45.
Driver?
No, three wood.
Three wood.
And he picked up a Ping G
440.
I think it was a 425 for like $55, three wood. He was like, oh, I'm testing him out. And I was like, did you pick it up and play it against sports? He goes, nah. He was like, this new place that I'm working is right near this Merrifield golf shop that the guy just sells everything for cheap. And I was like, I might need to check this out.
Yeah.
Regular shaft, not stiff, not extra stiff. Yeah, so well, I was like, no.
I know with like the title of stuff, I'm not really good with all the, you know, for example, that's GT2, GT3, GT4. There's I'd have to figure out which one is the more forgiving and whatnot. I don't know. I don't have that one. I have the GT2 three wood, but I don't have the TSRs. I know this is the same thing. There's number tiered as well too. But hey man, if you can pick it up and turn it around, I mean, people make good money. I see reels all the time about people flipping clubs from Goodwill and different places like that. But anyway, so they are in her first lady set. We did the eBay route. Sim 2 Max irons with the ladies flex. And I had to keep the wife from going to hit them first. It was like, no, sweetie, you can use them, but they're really for, she took them over long before Tegan even knew that they were coming home. So kudos to them, but they're excited. It's a lot of fun. The weather's just been really gorgeous, out there on the golf course. I mean, that Friday that I talked about with the Ryder Cup was just incredible weather all day. It does look like we're getting some rain over the next few days, which doesn't help us, but we'd kind of need some rain.
Yeah.
So it's not too big of a deal. So, I mean, we're definitely not playing as much, sounds like, both of us, but we're still, you know, I am killing the mental reps.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I my fairway average is really increased on the mental reps. And then, I do try to get, just like you, I get a lot of putting done on the mat. I try to get anywhere between 25 to 100 putts a day, which, you know, just between basic drills on a mat as much as you can do. So the play good part, you know, I think is something that's easy for us to do, but let's talk about the feel good. You know, we do talk a lot about fitness in here. Remember, our goal is to make sure we are training for golf. We're not necessarily training, you know, to run a marathon or to bench press a certain amount of weight, but we are definitely training for golf. So fill me in. I know I've been say it again.
Said talk about yourself.
Oh, but I know I have got a new thing that I'm using as well for myself, but also my son is doing, my wife is doing. So, but fill us in, man. How's the workouts going?
Going well. I finished my challenge, I guess you will. I officially ended it at 381 days of running every day, and finally took a day off running. And then immediately went back to running the next day. But
Is this still the mile, basically? Now, I know for a little bit you were putting some more in, but basically the mile.
So basically it was a mile a day, and then Sundays was a long recovery run. I hit my goal. I broke 6 minutes, ran a 5:54, about died on the track afterwards, just kind of laid down.
Did you lose your lung?
No, I did not. I did not puke. And actually, for the longest time, I figured it was going to be a challenge that I was going to have to run until I puked. But I was good. I was good. I held it down. As soon as I finished, and as soon as the app told me that I hit five, I just kind of laid down on the ground. I didn't even remember hearing the other two numbers. I had to go back and check what it was afterwards. I just knew that I had broke six.
There you go. Well, congrats to you on that one.
Continued running that for another, you know, couple weeks, and finished it off. And then, basically now it's just a workout has been done every single day. I've been still lifting about 6 days a week. Transitioned a little bit. I've been alternating back and forth between like 3 reps developing power, 6 reps developing strength. And then, second round of of the week when I run through the workouts. Mm-hmm. Again, I'll work them up to 12. So it's basically just kind of a little less like probably the same overall volume, but just more so working on hypertrophy.
Now, is this still that similar circuit that you were doing? If anyone's interested in that, check back earlier in our season. We talked pretty heavily about that circuit. I followed it quite a bit through the spring. You know, I don't have that same access that you do in the summer, so I had to adjust some things. But awesome workout for anyone looking to either get started with a workout plan that they don't have, or even how to increase maybe or improve a plan that you already are building on. So,
and it's one of those high pace hitting workouts. It takes me about 30 to, like, I think the least I've gotten it done in is 25 minutes and I was gassed, but, basically 30 minutes. And then, now I'm cutting it back where I'm only running maybe 4 to 5 times a week. Okay. And the 2 days that I take off are basically just long walks, where just to get my steps in, get myself moving, you know, loosen up the body. But one thing I've really keyed in on since I kind of stopped that challenge was really hone in on mobility. So I've upped my mobility, up stretching, up to like working through positions, making sure that like my hips are open, making sure like my T spine is flexible.
Right.
Everything really golf related, but also just making my body feel better as well. So I've been really focusing on that, doing a lot of mobility work, you know, every once in a while, since we're in the weight room and I got a lot of PVC pipes, I can do a lot of swing work with PVC pipe. And really like a lot of it is, I mean, force transfer when I'm doing my core workouts. I do a lot of rotational core still. But yeah, mostly like it's been more, I've dumbed it down back to, and I don't want to say dumbed it down, but right, dumbed it down back to about zone 2 cardio. I'm not really trying to, I think lately I've been averaging like an 8 minute mile where I'm just kind of cruising rather than trying to, like, you know, I'll dip down to 7:02 every once in a while, but like, I'm not trying to, you know, run hard right now. I'm just kind of giving the body a little bit of break and maybe get back into it. Maybe do something. I got to find a new challenge for the year anyway. So
weren't you doing like a Spartan or something?
That's going to be, 2 weeks from now. It's the 24th or 25th of October. That Saturday we're going up to Massanutten, where Jen's Cup was 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
So down to, but yeah, gotcha.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. I'm not a geography
person. Well, I guess you're going up the mountain, so I'll give you that one.
Yeah, exactly. So, and it's a Spartan sprint, so it's
a short one.
It's a 5K race, obviously it's up and down Black Diamond Mountains and a bunch of obstacles, and we're doing it with a little group. So
are they always on ski mountains when they do those most of the time?
Spartan races, they pride themselves with elevation change. Okay. So that's why they do a lot of the stadium tour ones where like you're basically going up and down stadiums.
Yeah, so I remember I was signed up for one. I was signed up for one at Nats Park that got nixed by COVID. And then honestly, I remember getting the refund and just the way things went, ran a lot, just kept running, but I just never,
it'll be Laura's first Spartan race. So okay. I've done a bunch of them before. I've done most of mine. I've done the Super Spartan. I've never done a Spartan sprint, which is a shorter distance, but, you know, it'll be a good time. We got a good little group going. We're making a weekend of it. We got no kids for that weekend.
Oh,
so it'd be nice to come back to the house that we rent afterwards and hop in the hot tub and relax a little bit, have a drink or two and maybe some bad food and call it a day.
Yeah, that's the day of the little guys tournament. So we'll be out that way, Shenandoah Valley, as that's where he's anyway, so cool. But yeah, so my workouts, kind of similar. I'm still doing some running. I still work in a couple more miles than you. But anywhere between 1 to 3 miles has kind of been my pace. And then I have been on my days where I do the single mile, I've been trying to cut the pace. So I've been in the 7s.
Nice.
Probably about mid 7, it really, when I feel it. I'm really bad though, because when I'll start out, I mean, you know where I run. So when I run out my school, it's straight downhill for like, I don't know, not even that more, 30 yards. And it's like, all right, here we go. What am I doing today? oh boy, I better go. And so like, it's kind of like I don't commit to running that fast pace until I get almost to the bus loop and beyond. And then it's so I need to plan it out a little bit better.
Run the track.
A lot of times football has been out there, so I just don't want to be that distraction for them. So they're basically doing two-a-days.
When you're running by.
And I don't want to be that guy, right?
There's plenty of times where I was running down like the last 150 yards of me trying to PR and me just yelling at myself, finish. And like just people looking at me weird. It was like, obviously I'm probably looked at as a psycho in that school anyways, but it just adds to it.
Yeah. But no, so I'm not getting a ton of miles in, but I'm still keeping a little bit of that cardio. I do try to like, even when I do my 3 miles or so, I try to add in like some hard pace runs for like 30 seconds, 40 seconds on and off. So I try to do a little bit different here and there. I got a little bit of a running buddy that kind of meets me, the old football coach at the school.
Oh, nice.
He meets me and he's been doing basically whatever I do, he'll do it. And he just enjoys getting out there too.
I do believe that I have committed to running a half marathon in April because Laura's running a 10K with her friend, and her husband was like, I'm running the half marathon if anybody wants to join me. And I was like, you know what? I was like, if I'm going to be up there, I might as well do something. I was like, I'll run the half marathon.
And I tried to get you to run a half marathon for years. So it takes some random dude to get you, but he couldn't run it with me. But I got
you. No, you tried to get me to do the 10 miler.
I got it. I see how it is.
It's all right. It's good prep for 43.
But as far as my other one, so I was able to reach out to a company called Driven. It runs a fitness app, and I kind of used our name a little bit, and just they gave me a really good deal on the app, knowing that I was going to have multiple people on it. So it's all been basically strength training with mobility hooked into it, and I'm still learning the app. I've had it for probably about 4 or 5 weeks now, and I'm following a program right now that is it's kind of a hybrid. It's four workouts, but what I really like about the app, it actually has drill work for like when I go to the range. And so it's been really cool to look at their drills, their range sessions out there that you're working on. And it's just another focus on different things. And it's real good to kind of relate to the little guy as well, too, who's usually up there with me. So it's four workouts. It's three strength training workouts. And then I also follow the mobility part, which is three mobility workouts a week. Now, I'll be honest with you. Weekends have been so busy right now. I don't really get much in on the weekends as far as the workouts, but I try to get still those 4 to 5 days that I'm at school.
Got to get on that 4 a.m. plan like I am every once in a while.
Yeah, but we're traveling it's just been hard. And honestly, my body feels like it needs a break. Still seeing the chiropractor, still seeing a lot of things, but it's actually been pretty good. I'm about to switch programs. And I just got an email this week that they're updating their platform. So it's supposed to be more integrated and personalized information. So it's been pretty good. For what I was paying, I got a year's worth for three people. That was a cost of like about $80. So I think it was like $84, $85 or something right around there. So, they hooked us up a little bit. Maybe they're giving it to everybody. I'll be honest with you. I don't really know, but I've enjoyed it, and I'm still on the home same stretch that I was last year. Every day I go to work, I have a workout or a run in place. On some days, we were talking about my schedule earlier, on the lighter day, I try to get a mobility session as well. So some days it is just mobility running, but a lot of the workouts are mobility mixed into it. And again, I'm right around that 25 to 35 minute mark. I've been enjoying them. It's been some different stuff, a lot of band stuff, a lot of kettlebells, because it's on the hybrid where it's not too many weights. Because I didn't know if I had to do it at home or whatever. So I'd had it right where it's not as much of the having weight availability. So the next one I want to do is I want to make sure I knows that I have more availability for weights, because I was trying to figure out my schedule a little bit.
Pretty sure from what I've seen from that app. Because I've definitely seen it on social media and whatnot. It is like kettlebell, med ball, and like plyometric, like ballistic training type stuff.
They have one. There's actually more now. Every time I go on there, they're getting more. But there's like the body weight one, and then there's the hybrid where it's a little bit of dumbbells, kettlebell stuff, and then there's one that's more with the barbells and the plates and everything. So
gotcha.
I'm trying to figure out which one I have all the needs to be able to conquer with. So
5 days a week, you do have all the needs. Two days a week.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe make a hybrid workout of
been
your
like
own.
Four. Work. And those mental health, it's been about 4 days a week I go in lately. So I've been trying to learn a little bit more about it, but they have one that's actually specific for women, and they have one that's specific for juniors, which as much as I could definitely dumb it down and make something for him. He loves that. He just takes his own phone down there and knocks it out. And
a lot of research has said now that basically, you know, the old school way of thinking of weightlifting at an early age would stunt your growth. Nowadays, they're saying that as long as you are properly programming and you're properly trained in form, that like weight bearing exercises at a young age actually is super beneficial for your ability and your strength growing forward than anything else.
Yeah. And again, like I've said before, it's a lot of plyometrics with him, a lot of body weight stuff right now. And so he's enjoying it. It's something new to him. So it's just been good to watch, you know, with the wife still going through her stuff. It's just another thing that she can follow as well too. That is very simple. It's got all the videos. It's really been a positive so far. Again, it's different, right? You got to kind of mix it up here and there every once in a while. So, so I think both of us have been sticking to our plans for the most part, as far as the fitness.
My wife calls me obsessed.
I think every crazy person.
And the thing is
passionate
it's
person.
Not really
obsession.
It's not really obsession, but I definitely need that release of I'm just super high energy, super high stress most of the time, regardless of what I'm doing, whether it be in school, out of school, or you know, whatnot. And I always need like that like balancing effort of get a workout in. It just kind of zens me out for the rest of the day where I'm not too high strung.
And I'll be honest, like I still go in early, so I'm like I'm usually done with everything by 8 a.m. And I definitely those days that I get my stuff in, I feel 10 times better. So like on Sunday, we were on the baseball field. I think I arrived at a baseball field that was over an hour away, about 8 o'clock. And we didn't get home until 9 o'clock. And I find myself those days, I actually feel worse because I try to move, but it's not the same, right? So having these workouts and mixing them in, I know it makes me feel better, even though my body sometimes doesn't feel the best, but it always makes me feel better getting everything done. So we're definitely locking out. Let's see. We talked about our playing good. We talked about our feeling good. The looking good, something you can always check us out on our video here. We're always rocking our gear. Hopefully, we're going to have some updates in the future. We're getting close on some things that we really, really are excited about. But yeah, so I think that's about it. You know, this was just kind of a quick fall check-in. The weather's great. Fall golf is one of my favorite times of the year, as long as you implement the leaf rule. And you're good to go.
Bring your leaf blower.
I love the ones that hold the leaf. You always see they have a leaf blower hanging off the green there to make sure to blow all the leaves off as well too. But you know, I know we got final major coming up in about just over 2 weeks. Not this coming Monday, but the following Monday, we are going to get together. And hopefully I can snap your streak, or maybe you continue your streak. I don't really know.
That'll be just another, like, this is the thing. And I'll state this here and now for everybody to hear. I would much rather win the major having a great round than just squeak by. I feel like majority of the majors this year, I've done enough to win.
But except and one, you shot like 78. Because you shot like 78, 79. I shot one over and lost.
No. I didn't break 80. I might have shot like 82.
Was it an 80?
I might have shot 82 or something like that. But
Maybe that was like, around, right?
I would want to have like a 78, 79 or like, you know, a solid, I would want to win with a 70s round. So that's going to be like my goal is that if I'm like, I don't want to just squeak by.
Well, if you shoot 70s, I got to shoot like 67.
Exactly. So. Like I would want to make it like there wasn't even a chance. And I don't say that in a cocky way. I just mean like I want to say that I earned it rather than I just squeaked it by.
I kind of wish I was trending in where I was getting my handicap up to like a five or
seven.
If I play, whatever. 6-7. But if I play stupid.
Welcome to teaching.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. If I played, maybe I should just start putting some scores in that put me up there. But
Tell you the truth, your hand would do this if like you tried to enter a false like 92. You'd be like, I can't even believe myself for that.
I honestly think though, I looked at it because when I shot my round a couple weeks ago, I shot a pretty good round. I think it was a 9-hole round from the reds when I shot a 35.
I was about to say, you're 2 or 3 under, right?
I shot a 35 from the reds and it didn't even register as my top 8 differentials.
Well, yeah, it was from the reds probably because your differential.
Shot an under par round though.
I know, but under par. The differential Greg, on the reds got to be shoot super under low. Par.
Come out to the reds and shoot under par.
Well, I can't. I'm an 11, you're a 1.
Shoot under par.
I think I would be happy if I shot 2 over par on that.
Stanley's not.
No, not really. Because if I played the reds, I'd be pretty close to par.
You'd be pretty close to par. The reds aren't as forgiving at Stanley as they are other courses. And I even think the day I shot 35, it was like all 5 irons because I was just trying to play with my little guy. And I ended up like, well, wait a second here. I got a chance. And I think I like birdied 6, 7, and 8 or something like that to put a good round up. So. But anyway, yeah, we got some, hopefully, major number 5, our final major. I'm sorry, I keep saying major number 5, but it is our final major of the year. Hopefully in our next episode, we have a couple of announcements. We're still waiting for a couple of things to get locked in. And man, we'll be back at it in it'll be the off season and then we'll be start talking about next year.
I have been in talks with the wife of possibility of getting a indoor range, not in the house, but indoor range membership.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Well, maybe you come out to me. I want to have an indoor range and just come out to the place. I'll charge you. And that's what.
Yeah, but just remember, it's going to be like you got to know my schedule. My schedule is going to be going to that indoor range at like 9:45, 10 o'clock at night.
That's true.
Especially during the winter.
Definitely. Oh yeah. Gosh.
So basically, I don't know. Maybe we gotta talk. Like anybody in this Northern Virginia area, anybody in the Chantilly area that wants to offer me a free membership to your indoor hitting facility, I would perfectly just scream your name on this.
There's plenty of people with indoor golf simulators in their house. Just get me an extra code on the keychain, and then you're good to go. You'll even pay
Brian. Where you at?
Where you at? So.
All right. Snow days are going to be there. I'm calling it right now.
We'll be back in about a week. Hopefully, I have some good announcements for everybody, but we will talk to you then. Peace.